Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of Erasmus MOOC on Strong Sustainability. My name is Marie Schellens and I will be introducing you to the topic of natural resource conflicts in light of the sustainability challenges that we are facing. And I would like to start by showing you this map. It indicates major violent conflicts with 1,000 or more deaths since 1990. More specifically, it shows you those major conflicts where natural resources have contributed to the cause of conflict. The different colors indicate different types of resources involved, such as land, non-renewable resources, renewables, and water. It is interesting that we can find relatively recent major violent conflicts on almost each continent and for a wide range of natural resources. The map reflects the growing scientific consensus that natural resources play an important role in violent conflicts. Scarcity of natural resources, as well as abundance of natural resources, contribute both to violent conflicts. How exactly depends on the socioeconomic and political conditions at play. For example, water resources lead to conflict rather through scarcity and because of problems to manage this scarcity across political borders. On the other hand, an abundance of resources can trigger conflicts when they are of high economic value, for example, diamonds in Sierra Leone or coltan in Congo. My colleague Arnaud and I have defined natural resource conflicts as the following. A social or political conflict where natural resources contribute to the onset, the aggravation, or sustaining of the conflict. This can be due to competition or disagreements over the management of those resources, or it can be due to unequal burdens and benefits generated from natural resources. For example, limited access to land or health risks due to pollutions from resource exploitations are heavy burdens, versus, on the other hand, the profits and power gained from extraction. This definition makes clear that resources can contribute to violence in each phase of the conflict cycle, before, during, and after the conflict. The following figure illustrates the intensity of a conflict on the y-axis over time. Blue indicates non-violent activities, part of the conflict cycle. For example, early warning and prevention before the escalation of a conflict, or peace building and sustainable development after a conflict has ended. The red part of the diagram indicates how the intensity of a conflict rises and escalates into violence. It indicates that there's a tendency to get stuck in a vicious conflict trap. This means that episodes of violence are reoccurring and reinforcing each other. Why does that happen? Well, because destructive conflicts undermine societal institutions. They disrupt development and they can deteriorate the natural environment. This all gives rise to only more conflict in a reinforcing and intractable cycle of violence. Intense mediation and peace building are needed to break out of such conflict traps. Natural resources can increase the risk of violent conflict throughout the full cycle shown here. For example, before a conflict exists, natural resources can lead to competition or forced displacement. They can cause tensions between communities and grievances. Once there is an open conflict, natural resources can be used to finance a conflict, or resources can also be damaged by violence in the conflict. For example, explosions can easily damage a complete irrigation system. Natural resources can also be used as a weapon of war during conflicts, like the herbicide Agent Orange used in the Vietnamese War. In a peace-building phase after a conflict, aspirations of power and profits from those natural resources can undermine peace agreements. They can cause post-conflict tensions if the peace agreements did not distribute the resources equitably, or, as it happens more often, if those peace agreements do not discuss the distribution of natural resources at all. It is more urgent now than ever to consider the exact roles of natural resources in conflict risk, because our environment is changing at unprecedented rates. Climate change, increased consumption, and biodiversity loss are directly impacting our natural environment. We need the natural resource base to support our livelihoods. If we cannot manage it in an equitable and sustainable way, we need to prepare ourselves for potentially dramatic societal consequences. Our social and environmental systems are deeply interwoven, and it is time for all of us to re-acknowledge that and to build our solutions based on that fact. Natural resources can be seen as entry points for such solutions. They can provide many opportunities for collaboration, opportunities to prevent conflicts, and to build peace even. For example, good resource governance can prevent many conflicts. Transparent monitoring of resources can provide early warning signs for potential conflictual situations. In the heat of a conflict, the environment can provide an entry point for dialogue between opposing parties, because often the environment is a less politicized topic to agree upon. Resources can provide an economic incentive for peace, because they cannot be properly exploited and benefited from in the midst of violence. During peace building, natural resources are crucial to create jobs, to support livelihoods and resettlement. They can provide an income and basic services like food, shelter and sanitation. The opportunities that natural resources bring for peace are captured by the term environmental peace building. Practice and research on environmental peace building shows that it is possible and constructive to move beyond conflict risk scenarios and work on solutions for natural resource conflicts. Can you think of a highly contested issue in your local environment? Take 5 minutes to brainstorm. Think creatively about how the environment might spur collaboration and create a positive, sustainable, and peaceful environment. Thank you very much for watching. I hope you are enjoying this massive open online course by Erasmus.